Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers.
See from this chart, profits have been up for the last 8 months, and the new toilet facilities have been completed and no longer smell like Jack's Offalot. Although I would avoid cubicle 3 for the next few weeks if you value your eyebrows. Now this next chart shows our import rate. We don't have a large agricultural heritage, so food of all descriptions are our biggest import, followed by mugs. After that outbreak of mods in the local systems, my gamble to up our mug quota 12 months ago by 350% certainly paid off.
Yes, salty ones. Hey. Pepperoni. Kinky.
Richard, wake up. Look, I know David's Christmas profit meetings are boring, but he's been known to set a test afterwards. He expects us all to pay attention.
Ow! Did you just pinch me? Yeah, sorry, David, just a twinge.
What's the big announcement anyway? I don't know. I'm hoping for a pay rise. I've been on 50 credits a week for the last 5 years.
That chance of that happening? David would rather unravel his Christmas jumper. Oh, here he goes.
I'd like to welcome you all to Dick Chafer from Hutton Orbital. Together we have formed a partnership, and we have made a deal to supply scrap in exchange for 5 tons of mugs every month.
Yeah, in a move designed to get more people to Hutton, we have gone into partnership with Barnard Station, and I hope Mr. Brobin will accept the ceremonial Hutton mug as a token of our friendship.
Mug! That was the last one. Hopefully Dick Chafer can bring home the mug, so to speak. Isn't that right, Dick?
I think you rendered him unconscious, your mugness.
Well, it's for his own good. It's a long way back to Hutton. Best to make it in a coma.
Jack Sofalot and Finn Gerin are sorting through a large Type 9 that docked earlier that day. The customs crew are highly suspicious of the arrival due to the contents within.
I tell ya, this isn't right. This is the third lot of battle weapons we've had to unload this week. And not just one or two of them, 500 tons of them. Something's going on.
Well, I can't stop them coming in. They've been signed for and approved by David.
He only cares about profit, Bubba, like this new mug deal. It's just asking for trouble. He's taking profit away from another station, and there's no lovecocks to stop anyone this time, you lovers.
Aye. I heard Penny were interdicted and harassed on the way here this morning. It sounds like she got away without a scratch, but they're out there.
I wouldn't mind interdicting her asp. I hear it was. Some idiots put a blockade on the Waddy Waddy system last month. I've not had a copy of Pirates in Panties since then.
Hey, up! There's another of them. I do hope it's not them P-O-D-E pirates. Me brother Paul met them once. We now call them Paula.
Ooh, well, me lover. Sounds like a proper job.
Hello. Is Finn around?
Hey, up, May. What's a lovely lass like you doing down here?
Oh, well, our MacThargo's delivery hasn't arrived yet, and we're running really low on tumbles. Betty tried mating our last pair, but she didn't understand the rub female private bits with male Trumble. So I had to take her to Minerva with Trumbleitis. You wouldn't believe where the fur is growing out of.
Let me have a look at the sheets. No, we've not had any MacThargoid ships in since last Tuesday.
I can understand one not getting through, but they told me on the communicator they've sent 3 ships that haven't come back yet.
Ooh, well, that is strange. It's only 2 hours jump time from MacThargoid's headquarters to here.
Well, well, well. This is a nice conference going on here. Have you lot been selling my security stuff to that Imperial scum, black market dealer Ivan? I'll have your balls this time.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about, Hans.
I ordered 5 new plastic and leather truncheons, 10 new stun guns, 10 sets of handcuffs, and a new straitjacket. You know, Christmas presents for my staff.
Why are you looking at me? I swear on my copies of Gamma Ray Grannies, I've never even seen your stuff, Hans.
For once he's not lying, Mabba. We've not had a postal ship in days. I've ordered a new bed on 1 hour shipping from Galazon. It's been 2 hours now.
Did you check to see if they left it in the next system? I heard someone once found their package behind the black hole in Sagittarius A.
I'll check now, my lover.
Oldest joke in the book. Still funny though. What the heck were that? Oh shit, there go the lights. And there goes the Aston Orbital delegation out the airlock.
This is the station safety announcement. Emergency lighting will be restored shortly. Please remain calm.
Oh, it's the lights. I thought I'd come blind.
Emergency power restored.
Citizens of Barnard Star.
Hiya. We are the Pod, Pirates of Daring Exuberance. I'm Commander Fabulous, and this is Commander Anus.
It's Anus.
It says Anus.
Yeah, well, it's pronounced Anus.
What the shiver me fuckwits is going on? Why are there pirates missing around on my monitor like an episode of Crash Twatch?
It appears we have come under attack from Bold, your jumbleness.
Oh, for fuck's sake, does this mean we have to call the bitch of Bold again? I'm not calling her, or the shiny one. As for that senator, last I heard he had an accident and lost an arm.
She has retired. She went on to live in that nunnery on Van Mans. And the crash has got a job at the top of the tree in Leif.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Scientists in DSO thought there had been the birth of a messiah. Okay, switch the monitor back on. I want to hear what these scumbuckets have to say.
Ah! Get your fist out of there!
Well, quit slapping me with your truncheon, then.
Ahem. Ooh, I'm all hot and flustered now. Well, anyway, we've put a blockade on your system. Now we don't want any trouble. Just dump the mug contract and we'll fly away.
Oh, is this your wristwatch?
Are you out of your tiny fucking parrot-infested minds? Michelle, call the staff! Tell them to get to my office immediately! This is a fucking emergency of the First Order!
If I can just say, Majesty, we have only 2 days' supply of food and water left. Maybe we should negotiate your fantasticness.
Dump my mugs! Who the fuck do they think they are?
Due to the lack of ship's docking, Sean is Willy and Richard Swallow have been placed on the communications team. Sean is less than happy with his new role.
I hate having to make these cold calls to commanders. Have you been missold pirate protection insurance? No, don't hang up. We just think you're entitled to a refund. Well, I say a refund, it's actually a voucher for a free McStiffy at Thargoids. No? Oh, well, fuck you then.
I was missold in PPI. I kept it, though. Never know when a pirate might attack you.
Richard, you don't even fly a ship.
Yes, but if I ever do, I know I'm covered.
So you're paying 50 credits a month for something you don't use?
Same as you, then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about your personal hygiene. You know, deodorant. Last week or so, you've been really whiffing the place up. I had a commander in here the other day trying to buy all the rotten Stromberg we had in here. When was the last time you took a shower?
Well, that's why I wanted a pay rise. I can't afford the water import rates anymore. It didn't matter until the other day when the public showers stopped working on level 14.
But that's part of our contract. Wash facilities will be provided by the Barnard Star Corporation.
Well, actually, subsection F Delta states in times of drought, services will be suspended to preserve water for drinking.
But we're not in a drought, and even if we were, there are several thousand systems around us that aren't.
Well, according to customs, we've had no public water deliveries in the past 2 weeks. Ivan's making a fortune out of that recycled piss he's getting from Thargoids.
Yeah, everyone stops in there to use the bathrooms. Really annoys me when they don't even buy as much as a furry finger. Anyway, thanks for that brew you made this morning. Although it did taste a bit funny.
Brew? I didn't make you a brew this morning.
You did. That lemon tea you left on my desk.
Oh, yeah,
Recycler must be on the blink again.
There's nothing wrong with my recycler. The recycler. Okay, well, the thing is, the toilets are out of water. So there's no water to flush them. And I really needed to go, and I just grabbed the nearest thing.
You went. In my Hutton mug?
Sorry, Richard. Well, at least it's warm.
Right. Apparently we've been blockaded by a bunch of low-grade biscuit-munching pirates calling themselves Pode. I hate pirates. But at the moment we can't do a lot about them, so I've spoken to Federation Command and they're sending a capital ship. But it could be several days before I get here. In the meantime, supplies are low, and we're in desperate need of water. So I've put out a distress call to anyone who will answer it.
Why don't we just kill all the pirate scum with laser fire? I could take on all of the Imperial bastards by myself.
Because we don't have any fuel, and if you were lucky enough to make the local star, chances are you'd be turned into Swiss cheese faster than Finn gets naked on a nudist beach.
The biggest worry is we have no fuel for the station power plant, so the heating has been turned off.
Oh, I hate the cold. I remember when I had a problem with my air conditioning. I thought I had a 4-hour erection. Turns out it was a jizzical.
A jizzical? Actually, I don't think I want to know.
But what about the pod? They're blockading the system.
Yes, well, there's fuck all we can do about the pod without someone to help. All we have is a couple of vipers and a half-beat scarab in my anus.
I bet he has a lot of scarabs in his anus.
I heard that, Jack! Oh, fuck it, no mugs.
We're out of mugs?
Okay, this situation is much more serious than I thought. We need fuel and water to survive long enough for the capital ship to arrive. Right, I have an idea. Take these vouchers for Onesie Palace. I want you all to get a cold weather onesie and meet me at Bay 32 at 0700 hours tomorrow morning.
But we are blockaded, Your Excellency. We can't just fly out of the station. The boat will shoot us down.
Ah, Michel, we're not going out that front slot. We're heading planetside, through the back door. They might not even notice us if we do it right.
But the back slot is so much tighter. Can you even fit your T9 through it?
With an experienced pilot, it will be fine.
Are you sure this is worth it, Your Highness? I am sure a mug will turn up. Anyway, you can go without the mug for a few days, Your Highness.
I don't think you truly understand, Michel. Mugs are just the shape I can't forget. They give me pleasure and regret. Something to treasure for the price you have to pay. Mugs, maybe the sting that slapping brings, maybe that stain with coffee rings, maybe 100 different things to really put you in a daze. Mugs, maybe they're thrown or they're just shoved, maybe they're hated or just loved, may turn each victim to tears or to a mess. Mugs may be the anger of my soul, the shards lodge up inside your hole. Mugs may help you reach your goal inside your mind. I love jumpers almost as much as I love mugs. I wonder if I could put a mug on a jumper. Or even better, I could put a jumper on a mug. Are you writing this down, Michel?
Yes, I am all over it, your Brunelness, sir.
Mugs, they always seem so happy in my hand. Some people say they'd like them banned. I just love to see them when they fly. Mugs, porcelain love that will always last. I relive my greatest hits of the past that I'll remember till the day I die. Mugs are just the reason I survive. Well, next to jumpers, they're why I'm alive. You have to care for them through the rough and ready years. And I'll take the handle in my grip and twat the fuckers that give me jip. And if there's tea, I'll take a sip. The meaning of my life is mugs. Oh, mugs! Mugs. Mugs.
That was beautiful, Majesty.
Docker's Christmas Special. More to come in part 2. Soon.
Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.